Buyers in Bangladesh commit to record high purchases of U.S. soybeans in the next year. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In Bangladesh this last year, soybeans were the top ag import from the U.S., and this coming year, five major soy buyers in that South Asian country are pulling out the stops, $1.25 billion in volume. Kevin Ripke heads operations for the U.S. Soybean Export Council for the Middle East, North Africa, and South Asia.
The high water mark was actually set in 2020. Bangladesh imported just over $500 million worth of U.S. soybeans and soybean meal. So you can see going from $500 million to $1.25 billion is a significant increase and one that we're so happy and proud to represent and very happy for the farmers back in the United States.
Ripke quotes Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association, that the news is a major win for soybean farmers and a meaningful step in expanding reliable market access for U.S. agriculture.
For U.S. soybean farmers, this solidifies Bangladesh's market preference for U.S. soy. U.S. solar-dried soybeans continue to be the preferred choice using four Ds: lower damage, lower dryness, higher digestibility, and zero deforestation compared to other origins. And we're proud to represent this.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.